The fire may not out, but by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind the devil learns. A moment of something where the dark can reverse. Tell the lonely where to go. Kill the inside and let it burn. It's not the only will I hold. Kill the inside and let it burn. The empty eyes are falling down the path of no return.
Welcome to In Plain Sight with Jeremy in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the fundage. You can mail your check or money order, payable to RBN. Mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. And you can also call in your debit or credit card number. Our talk phone call-in number is 512-248-8252. Mike, if you prefer a donation number, just flash that on my screen, because I know we have a lot of listeners that don't use internet and that are listening strictly by their phone. So you would, of course, call 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, if you want to donate. And then the mailing address is good as usual. Thursday night, we have William Repellum is out tonight. He is training in Russia, I think. Fight training in the cold Siberian winterscape, pulling carts and lifting. Getting ready to dish out the red pills. So tonight we have our recurring Thursday night guest, Laura Corvino. Laura, glad to have you on the show. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you to invite me.
So last night, Laura, I did my regular spiritual health and wellness. We talk about biblical matters, and we breached the subject of feminism and the woman's role in the church. And I sort of just touched a little bit on the feminist movement. I didn't get really deep into it, and how that, you know, in the mid-1800s and the early 20th century, you had an aggressive feminist movement, and that culminated in the sexual revolution of the 60s, where you had almost a perfect storm of things that helped to destroy society. You had Governor Ronald Reagan in California signing the no-fault divorce law, and that sort of started this rampant divorce rate amongst the parents of baby boomers that affected the boomers. You had the British invasion of the music, the 1965 Immigration Act, and then later on in the 70s, that gave way to the legalization of abortion with Roe versus Wade. The federal government imposed its power on the states unconstitutionally. Saying that, females could get abortions for any reason. And then homosexuality was reclassified by the AMA, the American Medical Association. It was a mental disorder. They reclassified it as a sexual preference. So sort of all of this started with the feminist movement. And I think that you have a lot to say on this, and I really value your opinion. As a woman, but also a woman that fights for our cause, that stands up for all people of the world, but especially for white people. So I wanted to just sort of get your comments on, what have you come across in your studies on the feminist movement? And let me give you my stance just in my opening, and then I'm going to kick it to you. A lot of people have accused me of being anti-female. No, that's not true. I am against the modern female, the modern feminist who, would seek to destroy their children's lives and not be faithful to their husbands, that would give in to all this propaganda, who would try to be like a man. And I actually think that a female is a very special creation of God. The female can bear children in her body. That's phenomenal. That is a miracle from God. That's something that we men will never know. The female can nurture these children much better at it than the males. They are simply two beings created separately for separate purposes. The men tend to be physically stronger for manual labor and for providing food. The females are created to nurture the children. There are definitely two distinct roles. I'm very pro-female, and I love females, and I think they're a special creation of God. I'm just against the feminist movement, especially the way we see it displayed in current year. And so I sort of push back really hard, and I go over the top sometimes. But Laura, I value your opinion on these matters. Let me know, where do you stand on this, and what has your research yielded?
Well, about feminism, I think you're totally right, because feminism is a movement, is a deception that has been created to destroy civilization, because this movement actually put women against men. When you put women against men, and you are totally correct when you say that women have their role. So the mistake, because then Western people has been deceived. They, when they pass abortion or they pass, divorce. I remember what happened in Italy many years ago. I think people were in bona fide, because on the surface it looked like good. It's like when someone wants to deceive you. They offer something to you that look like good, but behind there is something bad. And on the surface, it look like good. Look, if your marriage doesn't work, you can divorce. But then all these little things together, all together, create a plan that in the course of many generations are decimating our society. And is toward the population, because put women against men, it means that women and men don't get married anymore. They don't form a family. The abortion, women don't have children. There is all this brainwashing. This transgenderism, gays, is for the same reason. Because those people became transgender, then they're not going to have children. Is all against the nuclear family, because if you attack the nuclear family, you destroy a civilization. In my opinion, all the troubles start from the sexual revolution, and in particular one thing, that women in the past were required to get married virgin. And I know that it sounds something really archaic, but when women stop to get, when it stop this requirement from the society for women, women could have sex freely, everything get crazy. Because, I think we are biological. So men, before to be human, we are animals. So we have instinct. Males, not only humans, in all species, males have the tendency, it's not their fault, it's the way their brain is wired. Men have the tendency to have sex with more than one females. Why? Because so they raise the probability of survival of the entire species. This is about biology. Biology tend to preserve the species. So by making pregnant many women, males in all species, even in animals, they raise the probability of the race to survive, because there is more offsprings. But then inside the human society create chaos. So that's why in the past, in the Bible, has been created this rule for women to get married virgin. It wasn't to control women, it was to control the instinct of men. Because men, so when a man wanted to have a consistent sex with a woman, he had to marry her. When these rules fall, what happened? They don't, men have sex with multiple women. They don't have to marry them anymore. So it became a chaos. A woman, another woman, they want to try someone else. There are plenty of single mothers. I heard that lady who call in that say that, oh, I'm not married, I don't have kids. But there is another disaster. It's plenty of single mothers. Why? Because men go in bed with women without marrying them, they get them pregnant, and then they fly away. All these messes start with that, with the fact, I know that it sounds archaic, but to me, women should marry virgin. The society should go back to that. When women need to get married virgin, because otherwise the sexual instinct is too strong, especially when people are young. They start to have multiple sexual partners and everything go crazy. Party, no party, and then they arrive at 40, 45, 50, and they didn't do anything, they didn't create any family, and the time is gone. I don't know, what is your idea about it?
There's a lot there that you said, a lot of truth to unpack.
I know.
A lot of truth to unpack. Let's unpack just a little at a time, and we'll get to everything if we can, and then we'll take some calls maybe in the last half hour. But you mentioned that this is an attack on the nuclear family, and the sexual revolution was the culmination. It was the crescendo, if you will, speaking in musical terms. It was the height of what happened to the nuclear family in the 20th century, not only in America, but in Europe. And so this all came through entertainment. A huge part of this attack came through entertainment. Now, you had women's suffrage, you know, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, you know, getting women the right to vote. Now, if a female like yourself is intelligent and educated, I have no problem with them voting. But the problem that you had 120 years ago is there was a lot of uneducated females and males. But the females were used as a voting block. They were utilized by the politicians to bring about the destruction of the family. Then you had entertainment brought into the homes. Every home by the mid-20th century had a television where they would show these movies and TV shows. And these movies today, to our standards, they seem rather innocent. Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, I mean, all that seems innocent. Mary Tyler Moore, but if you look at the underlying message, it was this independence, the sexual independence of females. Because in Christian societies, not only in biblical days, but in the early 20th century, in a Christian society, the female, as you mentioned, would be a virgin, and she would live under the authority of her father. And then when she wanted to get married, a man who would want to marry her would come and ask permission of the father. There was a courtship, and there was a marriage early on in life, and that's how society was structured. But Hollywood, and brought through the television into every home, the ideas that attack this, that no, you don't have to remain under the authority of your father if you're a female. You can go out and go to college where you're exposed to all of these men, right? These men who have a sex drive, as you mentioned, a natural created sex drive to preserve the species. But now they have access to females and they don't have to marry them. And right. All of this is very elementary, but it's important just to articulate it to show us where we're at now. And so with the divorce rate in the 60s, and not only America, but in Europe, you have this phenomenon of single mothers. And so the men and the women would divorce, the men would go get other sex partners, and the women would have the children. And the male and female children would be open to predators. Homosexual men will prey on young boys that are in the family of a single mother, because the father is not there to protect them. And likewise, the young girls will be preyed upon by men who want to have sex with multiple partners, and there's not a father in the family to protect them. So the destruction of the nuclear family I think, started in the early 20th century and then culminated in the 60s and 70s sexual revolution. And then you have this phenomenon that we have now. It's a slippery slope. It leads to rampant homosexuality and transgenderism, because those boys in the single mother home, when they're attacked and preyed upon by homosexual men, they perpetuate that. So it kind of becomes just this big mess that leads us to where we are now.
It's absolutely a mess because there is no structure. That things, all the society required in the past women to marry virgin. When you are young, you are a woman, you are young, it look like an abuse, no? Why? But then when you grow old, you understand it's a mechanism to protect the woman and also to force young people to form couples. Because if you give to those young people the possibility to have a sexual relationship with a lot of people, you know, it became a mess. A lot of young people don't get married. They get the girl pregnant, or they get married with the wrong girl because she's pregnant, they have to marry her. So everything starts on wrong premises because it's so chaotic. Instead, if the women need to get married virgin, it acquire more structure. In the past, in Italy, the mothers choose the husband for their daughters. That my grandmom told me that many years ago, and it happened like that in many countries. The fact that the woman remain a virgin is not only to control the sexuality of women, but especially to control the sexuality of young men, because those young men couldn't go around and have random sex because there were no women available. They all remain virgin for their husband, so they couldn't have easy sex, if not with prostitute, that they have to pay them. It was risky. You can get, they were sylphid, I think it's called, many years ago. So it's also men, that this strong sexuality of young men was canalized inside this girl that their parents decided went together, and then they use this sexual energy is energy that, in fact, all men who people who watch pornography like that, they end up to be loser in life. There is a reason. Yeah. It's because this energy, no, that they watch this random sex, this stuff, is energy that go lost. Instead, if it's canalized inside to create a family with one woman, that this energy became something that build something, a profession to support the family, the children. But this cannot be created out of chaos. And the chaos, yes, is random sex, because women are not required anymore to be virgin. So everybody has sex with everybody. This creates just confusion, chaos. Nothing good come out from there.
That's absolutely right. I want to address an issue, and we're coming up on the break, so I'll really get into it after the break. But, you know, you made the statement in your opening statement, they make the feminist movement look really good. They make it look good. Yep. But really, really, how good does it look? And I think I'll cover that on the other side of the break, because we got to be probably getting music here any minute now. So we'll be back during the short segment, and we'll discuss this, you know, how was feminism made to appeal to women? And then we'll maybe take some calls after the second break here on In Plain Sight.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Okay, we are back. Back to In Plain Sight, Jeremy here with my special guest, Laura. We're talking about feminism. So I was just going to sort of hit on one of the points that you brought up, Laura, in your opening statement, that they made feminism look really good. And they did, because there was a lot of good Christian women in the early 20th century. And they said, well, we'll fight for your right to vote. And so that seems like a good thing. Now, instead of one vote for just the Christian man, now you've got his wife who is able to vote too. They made it look good like that. But that led to a slippery slope of women's liberation where then females were encouraged to get out and get an education. And then during World War II, in the absence of the man, because the men were out fighting, and even in World War I to some extent, but especially World War II, women had to fill in the workplace. So that brought about a new phenomenon of women in the workplace with men. So a lot of people, and I'm addressing the female listeners right now, it may seem very old-fashioned and archaic and controlling for us to say, well, women should remain virgins in their father's house until they're married, and then they should rear children. That seems oppressive to the modern way of thinking. But think about it. What they were asking was that the female be given away to one man who had a good business, who would take care of her and love her, and they could raise children in a monogamous relationship under marriage. And she would be able to work in the household for a man that loved her and for children that loved her and appreciated her. You compare that to the modern female starting in the mid-20th century, She goes out and goes to college out from under her father's authority. Now she's not protected. She's open in college to all of these horny young men that want to get into her pants or her dress. And then even if she gets married, let's say the woman gets married after college and she goes into the workforce and you have both the man and the woman working, who's raising the children? It's going to be a babysitter that they have to pay for. So you expose your children now to these different people that are not your family that are babysitting. And now the woman is working 50 hours plus a week for some man, some CEO that treats her like a number, that doesn't care for her. I mean, you tell me, ladies, which one is the more oppressive system? I would say the latter, where the woman's in the workforce. But I'll kick it to you, Laura, and then I think we have some calls coming up after the break. What do you think?
Very fast. I want to say that to women, because if you explain it the right way, they agree. The biggest problem, if you talk with women, they tell you that the biggest problem that they have is with a man who cheat. The majority of women have a problem with a man who doesn't want to commit and tend to cheat. So you have to explain to them, keep the women virgin, also control the men in a society. Because the reason why men cheat is because there are plenty of women who are available sexually. In the past, there wasn't this problem because when a man wanted to have sex, he couldn't, unless he went to only prostitutes were available. Because if inside the society no woman have sex without marriage, and inside the marriage they are faithful to their husband, a man cannot find easy sex. So a man remain faithful to his own family. If you explain that to women, look, a lot of women have men that when they became older, they marry younger women. They cheat. They don't want to get married. They don't want all these problems disappear. That the mechanism of keep the woman virgin until marriage, it was not only to control the woman. It was especially to control the sexuality of men. And it worked because of the reason that I explained. Sex was not so widely available how it is today. So that's why you didn't have all these men have sex, leaving their wife, leaving their children, single mother, and all these carousel, no?
And that's a problem that was accentuated with women in the workforce. They would leave their families. The women would go to work with other men, and there's that temptation there, right, for the men to have sex with them and then to break up that family. And it just led to a lot of chaos, and especially women being in the military. I think it was in 1950s Korea where the woman was allowed to have an officer's commission and be in the military, and that led to a lot of problems with men and women being overseas and away from their spouses, and then they could cheat.
It's even darker than that. I believe that is to help pedophilia. They don't want the women to be in the house protecting the children. I think to leave the children alone is because of that. They try to normalize pedophilia.
I read a very disturbing book. I highlighted it when I was on the show with Patrick Tuesday night, and there was a book written in the I think the 80s and 90s about a sociologist that was trying to normalize pedophilia, and he interviewed a lot of pedophiles, and it's mostly men that prey on these young boys and girls. But these men said that when the boys and girls did not have a father there, those are the ones they preyed upon the children of single mothers. So you're right. It opens up the children to that danger.
But even what you were saying before, even girls, so men who prey on girls to have sex with them and use them as girls without a father.
All right, we're up on the break now. We got one caller, and I want to invite the ladies to call in, 512-248-8252. We'll hear from everybody, but especially you ladies. Tell us what you think. Back on the other side.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Get the calls racked up, so we'll get to our callers. I wanted to bring up a point that Laura and I were discussing during the break. I've noticed that, you know, when they gave women the right to vote, I don't think they wanted to care about women so much as they wanted to use them. And in the current year, single women and especially childless women tend to vote more liberal. They tend to be in favor of immigration, Black Lives Matter, and transgenderism. And we've seen this on display. There was a lot of females out on the front lines protesting with Black Lives Matter. And I did highlight also a case in Dallas, Texas, a man named Jeff Younger. He lost a custody battle with his sons. His ex-wife was wanting to let the boys go transgender and turn into girls. Now, these boys are like under 12, by the way. And a female judge stripped his right to see his children because he was against transgenderism and the females supported it. But you were pointing out, Laura, and I'll let you make this point and then we'll kick to callers. You were pointing out that it's really the married women tend to vote more conservative. So the destruction of the family comes into play. Go ahead.
All statistics say that childless, no married women, then there are exceptions, but in general, childless and unmarried women tend to vote liberals. It's because they have a maternal instinct that has nowhere to go. And so it go to all these poor immigrants, all these poor people. It's a maternal instinct that it doesn't have the opportunity to go on children because they don't have children. So they take advantage of this maternal instinct of women. When women instead, they are mothers and happily married, their maternal instinct go on their children. And so they think to the future of their children that are their own people. That's why they are more conservative in the way they vote.
That's a very good point. Hey, we've got some calls racked up. Let's see, we have Andy, William, and Dave. So let's try to get through these calls and y'all try to be concise and to the point. We'll get to everybody. Let's go. Andy in Texas is up first. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, my friend. I sure appreciate you taking my call. I got to first off say that this young lady's accent is just spectacular. Are you Sweden? Is it Sweden?
I'm from Italy.
Okay. Great. So I needed to be corrected on that. No, that's a beautiful accent. I love it. No, having said that, you're making a very good point. Women's Live and affirmative action did more damage to the American family than anything possibly could be. We went from Leave It to Beaver days, where daddy goes to work, mama's a homemaker, and then all of a sudden now mama has to go to work. And it's not a matter of that she has the opportunity to go to work, but she has to go to work because inflation and all this stuff that they're doing and stuff. So, yeah, they really kind of destroyed the entire, not just the American family, but families around the world.
It's a very good point. It's an excellent point. The economy, they also destroy the economy. So they force husband and wife to work both because you cannot support a family nowadays. In the 50s, it was enough for one. They also use the economy to push them in this direction. Yeah.
Well, we're all victims of everything going on. That's the one thing that we can be assured of is that we're all victims of this. And, you know, there's some people out there saying, I'm not a victim of anything because they're doing it right. And there are some people who've got it right. But almost everybody in this country and around the world, we got it wrong. You know why? Because we got this confidence from our government that they were out for our good. And we bought into that. And we shared it with our kids growing up. And our kids shared it with their kids growing up. And we got this whole concept of what is really going on in the world. We got it all stuffed up in there as though as if there's some sort of patriotism in here. And now when tyranny is coming and slapping us in the face, we don't have nothing to say about it because we still think it's just something that's going to come and pass. And this isn't going to come and pass. This is it.
Yeah, but the fact that we understand what is going on is the first step toward correcting it.
No, absolutely right. But the thing is that how many people do understand? And that's our problem. Here's our biggest problem, and I'll get off the line here. Here's our biggest problem. We've got so many people that they probably know something is wrong, but they don't know how wrong it is. And so we're living in a life where those of us who know something is wrong going on right now, whether it be taking the woman out of the household or taking the man out of the household, beyond that, there's so much more going on. And we all know that something is wrong going on right now, but there's various degrees of that. You, me, and Jeremy over there, we know there's something far more divisive than what most people know. And this is where our problem is. We can't correct this until we wake some more people up. But that's the question. How do we do that? I mean, even to the situation with the woman coming out of, Women's Live and affirmative action, even if you look at it in that perspective, and then you bring it this far forward when that first happened, we still have a problem here. And how do we get out of that? And I don't know if you have an answer for that, but I'm going to ask it.
Well, RBN. I mean, radio like this one, people who talk with everyone.
Well, there's got to appreciate the call.
Gotta be an impasse. Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. Have a good night.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Got more calls racking up. I think William in Texas is next. William in Texas.
Yeah, Jeremy, I'm here. Jeremy.
All right.
Long time no speak.
I know.
It's good to hear you. Listen, the reason I don't call in as much anymore is just I like hearing you guys talk, and especially you. And I just want to say you and Laura tonight are just knocking it out of the park. You're hitting the nail on the head, and what a great conversation. And your perspectives, both of you, are just so right on target. And it's good that you have Laura on because, you know, she's given her perspective from the female side. And you're both just fantastic tonight. And I want to say this. This is what really inspired me to call. What both of you are saying is that and just speaking from a man's point of view, you know, men talk. And even in my days when I wasn't a Christian in my early 20s and stuff, men talk, okay? And the bottom line is, ladies, if you're listening, the truth of the matter is, and just hear this out good, is men want a godly woman. Am I right, Jeremy? It's true, isn't it? In their heart of hearts.
Yeah, even men that don't consider themselves Christian, they want a woman who's a virgin or has been with the least amount of men, I guess, is what you probably look for today. They want someone that's true to them.
Yes, yes. Men want a godly woman. I you know, even back in the days of me, you know, partying and drinking with other guys, I mean, when the talk gets to the real talk in the heart of hearts, men want a godly woman. Men want a woman that's at least, maybe she made some mistakes in the past, okay, but she's wanting to live pure, wanting to live devoted. I've talked to my daughter who's in her 20s, and despite what the world throws at all of us, my daughter is still pure. And we've talked about this, and we have very candid conversations. And I told her, and I asked her if this is true. I asked her a question. I said, I think women could cure America. And she's like, how so, Daddy? And I'm like, well, if they would stop giving it out and make men do what, and I think you might have used this word, Jeremy, but I don't think I've heard it tonight, is remember the old word courtship? You know,
yeah.
making a man earn a woman's hand. I'm not saying bow down and grovel, but if women would stop giving it out and want and have men so easily take the fleshly things that a woman might offer if she's not living pure. If women would stop giving it out, ladies, and make a man earn your hand in marriage, live godly, I think America could be cured, because that would make men stand up straight and start walking the fine line of saying, hey, I got to live pure. I can't just go out and be like a dog in the alley. Well, what do you guys think?
Can I ask your question?
Sure.
Why you said that men talks and they want a godly woman? Why don't you tell that to women? Why there is this incapacity to communicate between men and women? Why don't you tell to women? Because I'm telling you, many women believe that men are excited, acting slutty, dress up with miniskirt, be sexual. Many women thinks that this is what excites men. This is what make them keep a man. So there is a lack of communication. Why don't you tell to the women you meet, you men in general, that what you want? Why don't you tell them?
Sure. I agree with you, Laura. I think men have dropped the ball. It does need to be communicated. I think men are so selfish for the most part that women that they just think, oh, okay, if a woman's going to give me, you know what, then men will keep quiet and just move on to the next partner. It's sad but true. And I think, Jeremy, you could probably echo that, right?
The role of really here falls on the father. It's the failure of a man as a father is why women are available to horny men. And you have a godly, precious daughter. You know, I think that we ask, what can we do? You know, counsel your daughter and help her pick out a godly husband that will love her and cherish her. And I think that's where the ball falls, with the fathers. They're not doing their jobs.
I told her years ago, I said, you know, I said, I'm implicating my own kind here. But I said to my daughter, I used her name, and I said, you need to learn this early. I said, men are morons, okay? Men are morons. Basically, the majority of them want one thing. And the other side of the coin is women make themselves whores to men who are morons. And thus, the cycle continues. But yeah, you're right, Jeremy. If the father isn't there in the first place, a lot of fathers are gone. And if they don't instill those godly values in their sons and especially daughters, then the cycle continues, brother.
And I will add this, just to piggyback on what I said earlier. I agreed with you when you said, I think a lot of men want godly women, but men have a sex drive. It drives everything we do. And so what you usually find is that a man in his 20s will go out and they'll get the promiscuous women and they'll get all that sex out of their system. And then when they get older and more mature, they want a godly woman to start a family with. They don't want, you know, the woman that they pick up at the bar to start a family with. They want a godly woman. So I will add that caveat
Absolutely. And Laura was totally right. If the women would stay virgins, even though that sounds old fashioned, if the women would stay virgins, like she said, in the old days, the only kind of woman that a guy could meet for sex, you know, would be going to prostitutes. And that's if the women would just stay the virgins and women do that, men would almost have to earn, like I said, earn their hand in marriage through courtship. You're both absolutely right on.
We need to get on to other callers. I appreciate your insight. Thanks for calling in. And again, the responsibility is with the father to protect your daughter.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got someone from New York coming up next. We had two Texas and one New York. Let's see, we have Dave in New York, and then after Dave, we have Pat. Go ahead, Dave.
No, it's Nevada.
Nevada. Go ahead, Dave in Nevada.
Yeah, that's fine. I think you mistook the V for a Y or something like that.
I did.
I appreciate the topic that you both are talking about. But I do agree with some of the other callers who are saying it is old fashioned and it's actually a good thing, but the type of thing that you're talking about, which is, like having a woman stay a virgin and stay at home while she's a virgin until she gets married. That only happens in very traditional societies, and America is not a traditional society.
But it used to be.
Yeah, in a way, it used to be. But what I'm saying is, I think that the the ideals I'll give you an example. One of the things that happened during the French Revolution, when they started. When the revolutionaries, when they're killing all the Catholics, they had a feminist movement in France during the French Revolution.
Yep.
You know why? Because the French Revolution has been done by the Jews. It was supposed to be a communist revolution, and Napoleon stopped the communism. It was there, them. It was still them. It's true. It was a feminist movement, but that's why.
In a more recent example in the 20th century, someone that was actually successful in defeating the communists was Francisco Franco in Spain. He went to war against the communists and he wiped them out.
Mm-hmm.
When he passed away and the socialists took over, one of the first things that they did was the socialists and the communists, they came back and they just flooded the country with pornography. And it was over after then.
I think you're making, Dave is making Dave, if you correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but you're making a good point that we've gone so far that it almost feels like we cannot return to those old days. So where do we go from here? I would just say, if you're a godly right-wing Christian man, try to seek out a godly right-wing Christian woman. She's probably going to be in college or have a job. You're just going to have to seek her out. She's probably not a virgin, but try to find someone that's of like-mindedness and raise the next generation. that could be where we go from here. We can't go back in the past. We can't take it back, but we can teach the next generation properly. So you're probably, if you're a single man, you're not going to find the ideal woman that's a virgin and don't have a job. That's just not going to happen in today's current year. But find someone who is as like-minded as possible and who would be open to these ideas of raising your children to be the correct way. That's all I could say. Laura, let me get your comments.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just pointing out some basic things. Like, for instance, I don't know if you've ever read Shakespeare, but there's
oh, yeah.
Whenever females are brought up and they're acting wayward in their youth, they're told to go to a nunnery. So their choices back then were two things. Either you get married or you become a nun.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Or a prostitute. Or they went to prostitution.
There was like three choices. But it's gotten so far and convoluted that, you know, it's just the type of society that we live in. You can't even talk about these types of ideas. It's like alien. It's too far gone. That's why I'm saying the society has broken down to the point where, and you know what? I'll tell you something that's right. There are so many women who have had like really kind of sordid pasts. They have a high body count. There's this movement. They all want to get married now, but no one wants them because they're all used up.
Well, yeah, and I mean, and you're not going to find the ideal situation today. You're just not, unless you go to Amish, Mennonite, or the charismatic religions like Pentecostal. Sure. So I mean, you're limited.
A very good point also that he was talking about is communism, because feminism, notice, you always come with communism, because communism tend to destroy family, because if you don't have a family, the government became powerful. When you have a family, you have a small government. When this government doesn't have power, the power go back to the people, and the society is made by forming family. But the communism want to destroy that, to take the power from the people, so they destroy the family. Feminism always come with communism.
Well, hey, Dave, we got a female caller on the line next. Did we get you all done? I'd like to try to move on.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate the call. Last call tonight. Our first female caller, Pat from Fort Worth. Pat, welcome to the show. What do you have on your mind?
My dear, well, I heard you called for women, and I heard John from Texas talk about how we didn't know this and we didn't know that, and I'm thinking, speak for yourself, because my mother divorced and she was 5 years single, and she married a really good man, and he fought communism. And I remember, how I can put it together, was I was still a teenager when Kennedy was shot. Everybody remembers that day. And I remember old Walter Cronkite, you walk by the TV and he'd say, that's the way it was. And I said, no, that's just the way you say it was. I think if you're taught, you know, if you become a Christian when you're young, if the Lord's having mercy on maybe you're pass it down, you know, it goes down for several generations, the blessings of being a Christian. That's, I guess that's what happened. And I said, man, I just lived a block from Elvis Presley, and I think he was really a Christian. But on the other hand, that movie's so good. I hear it's not true. I said, I wish that missionary that got hold of me would have got hold of him. But anyway, the Lord put people in my path. And so God helps you. And the main thing is just to try to get them to be a Christian young.
Well, Miss Pat, you've given away your age a little bit by telling us, you know, you were a teenager when Kennedy. So I want to. You've seen it, like Miss Pat, you've seen with your own eyes. You got to watch with your own eyes the society degrade into what it is now, didn't you? You got to witness the sexual revolution. You know what we're talking about firsthand.
And I know the John Birch Society taught that what they did to the family, you know, the Leave It to Beaver family, was that they just started taxing people until it took two people to pay the taxes. And then, you know, one of them said, well, I'll just go let her work. And so next thing you know, she'd rather be out there working. Yeah, you know, I forgot the name of that movie where where the woman reaches over and cuts the guy's steak next door.
Well, let's get Laura's comment. Laura, do you have something for Miss Pat before the end of the show?
I really enjoy to see what she say that she saw, and she said also that they keep rising taxes until they force the women to go to work outside the house, and this is the first step to ruin the family because children remain by themselves. The government, when it's a bad government, want to make you poor and alone. It's exactly what they're doing.
Well, the
very good
make
points,
us
lady.
Poor and alone. She's right about that. Well, I think she said communists behind the whole thing. They planned it all. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Thanks for your call, Ms. Pat. Always enjoy it. So, Laura, we got just a few minutes before the end of the show. You have your own podcast, and would you please tell us how we can listen to your podcast and maybe your website and how to get a hold of you?
Yes, I have this video. I do video. I put it on BeachWood because I've been banned in most channels. So, go on DuckDuckGo. And write my name, Laura Corvino, and then you write BeatChute. BeatChute is a platform to post video, and you find my channel. I'm also on minds.com/Laura L. Corvino. Laura L. Corvino. Yes.
Well, thanks very much. I hope people will tune in to your show, and I hope you come back on this show as much as you want. I've really enjoyed this discussion. It's very good. It's very refreshing for me because I've been very black-pilled on modern females. So it's very refreshing to hear someone that understands what's going on from a female point of view. So I've really appreciated the conversation.
Me too. I love this show. And, you know, I think we should talk more about the problem men and women and feminism, because this is a big part of the problem of dysfunction, the dysfunctionality of our society, this incapacity of men and women to get together. Yeah.
Right. And like you said, it's led to the children being open to predators. And that's just led to even more problems that we see today with homosexuality and transgenderism. Yeah. Yep. It all started with the breakup of the family. So appreciate you being on, Laura, and you have a great night and stay classy.
You too. Thanks so much for inviting me. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And I'll do health and wellness tomorrow night on In Plain Sight. Hopefully, Woman will be back next week. Y'all stay tuned for V.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.